Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to Hour 2, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click us on to YouTube. Join us on live chat. BeforeIt'sNews.com, same thing. Click us on. Join us on live chat. If you want to call, 1-866-582-9933. First hour was given up to the callers, friends. Love to hear from you in all sincerity. I want to answer a couple things here. I just got Gary. He's mad at me right now. He said, I can't handle all of this this yelling. Ah, wow. You know that countries are actually judged by God because they lay it not to heart? Isn't it interesting? They have no problem going to a football game where they take off their clothes and they paint themselves in Minnesota anyways, half yellow and the other half purple, and then they put horns on the top of their head, and they shout their lungs off, and by the time they get done watching their gods and praising their gods on the field, Jeremiah 11:13, read it when you get a moment, it's interesting, their voices are completely hoarse, they're shouting. Same thing with boxing. Same thing with hockey. Folks, it's interesting what people get excited over. You know, the Bible says that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Yes, it is, Gary. Reread that Bible. So, Bradley had to just get in there and kind of backhand him in his insincerity. And I said to him, I said, well, Gary, I said, I didn't bring my whip. And of course, he's going to think, well, Bradley, why are you getting smart in the mouth like that? Well, listen, in all sincerity, Jesus, what did he do? Man, he was throwing tables over inside the temple. He took a whip and he was whipping things up, man. John 2:15, and when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple and the sheep and the oxen and poured out the changers' money in overthrow of the tables. Whoa! Well, was that hate when Jesus did that? No, everything God did through Jesus Christ was love, because God is love. When he was condemning the Pharisees, that was love. When he was damning them, that was love. When he was healing the sick and raising the dead, that was love too. We're talking about the Son of God, right? Gee whiz, folks. It's amazing what, you know, you go to a political, I remember going to the RNC about 5-6 years ago out in Tampa Bay. If it was, maybe it was more than that, I don't know. I remember how these people were all dressed up like they were going to an Elvis concert. I had to tell them that Elvis Presley was dead, and you would go inside, and it was interesting how they would praise Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan, the great Judas of America, both of them. Man, they were shouting it down. Nobody complained about that. Nobody was leaving. They were all coming in. Oh, but when we start to preach the gospel and the Holy Ghost drops down and he starts to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, the flesh gets upset. Oh, I can't handle this. Then don't. Bye. You know, in John 6, there was a point where his disciples followed him. And of course, there were other people that were following him for this, that, and the other reason. And he knew exactly who they were. And in John 6, the Lord turned around and he said, listen, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part with me. And this offended many. And the Bible says that they walked with him no more. He knows how to separate those that are his and those that are not. As a matter of fact, in John 6, if you remember rightly, Jesus looked at Peter and said, will you also go? And Peter, understanding and knowing the anointing, he said to Jesus, to whom shall we go? You have the words of life. You, Jesus, have the words of life. We don't want to go nowhere else. You know, the problem that we have in this country is there's too many people in this country that have an effeminized visual of who Jesus Christ is. And yet the Bible tells us that he is the line of the tribe of Judah. He's the captain of our salvation. He was a carpenter. He was a man's man incarnate, friends. Period. You go ahead and make him out to be what you want him to be, but I'll tell you what, the second commandment tells us not to do that. Okay? The Bible says that he makes his righteous bold as lions. That means forward to danger. Proverbs 28:1. And he makes those that are strong confidence in the Lord, those that fear the Lord. He said that he makes them strong in their confidence towards the Lord. Having strong confidence and much assurance. Going to Thessalonians now. Having strong confidence and much assurance. That they would know what sort of men are among us. That they might receive the word of God in much affliction, but with joy of the Holy Ghost. To those that have ears to hear, thank you. To those that have eyes to see, thank you. That's what we're doing here. We're having church regardless if people are offended by it or not. If I'm not offending somebody, friends, I'm not doing my job. John Wesley, the great field prophet, he used to have an evangelical class. And by the way, he was ostracized out of the church, only to push him into the call of God, Tom. Talking to you in Nashville, my friend. He was ostracized. He was kicked out of the church because he was confronting the church for their compromise and their departure from Scripture, which drove him to the fields where people in the thousands would show up and he would preach to them. He's the guy, during his evangelical course, he said, listen, to those that were being raised up for the ministry, he said to them, either people when you preach, he said, either they're going to get saved or they're going to get angry. Either they're going to get saved or they're going to get angry. There is no in-between, man. There is no in-between. Man, when I go to a church and someone's moved by the Holy Ghost and there's power, it's like, yes, we're having church now. This guy's practicing what he's preaching because the Holy Ghost is bearing witness to the truth of him practicing what he's preaching. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's get back to this. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Also had a lady say, listen, I don't want to go back to my church. I hear it all the time. Where should we go to church? Well, the Bible says we're not supposed to forsake the gathering. True that. Okay, the gathering of who? Of the brethren. Okay, just because they call themselves Christians doesn't make them a Christian. Right? And so, when you read the book of Acts, what does it say in Acts 2:46? Giving you the answers that you're highlighting even now, friends. What does it say? It says this, and they continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Where were they having church? In their houses. You're seeing a huge movement of people moving to having church in their homes. People ask me all the time, where do you go to church? I'm having church every day. I'm in the Word of God every day. And again, I'm not there because I have to. I'm there because I want to. Yesterday, I just Isaiah 58. I'm not going to gloat in men, but I want to say that Christianity is a discipline, very disciplined walk. There's no question about it. Fasting's a part of that. King David said that he used to fast to chastise his own flesh to keep it down. And my son was eating yesterday, and I wasn't. And he said, Dad, are you hungry? And I said to him immediately as he was filling his face. And I said, yeah, I'm hungry. I said, but I'm eating every day. Just because I'm not eating, you know, natural food doesn't mean that I'm not eating my spiritual food, the bread of life. And we know this, that man shall not live by bread alone. Should he? Folks, fasting and prayer bring some powerful results. It doesn't change God. It changes you. Read Isaiah 58. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, we're talking about, well, we've had a lot of callers. We got another one coming up right now. We're talking about the history of tyrants attack and strip the people of their rights. That's what's happening in America. This is the definition of a tyrant, Webster's 1828, right? They attack and strip the people of their rights under the pretense of playing their savior. Regardless of the facts, friends, the media spin doctors and this administration are continuously inundating the American people with inconsistencies and blatant lies. They're being discovered at every given turn. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Luke 12:2. And regardless of the truth, friends, they want to keep roughshodding the American people. Regardless of the facts. Regardless of the inconsistencies. But this is what they do. Just like I asked our friends from Massachusetts. Jeff, you just told me something that's not true. Where did you hear that from? Well, I heard that from the media. Do you believe the media? No, I don't believe it. Well, you don't believe it, then why are you parroting what they're saying? Regardless, friends, we know what's going on here, and we know what the end aim is. The end aim is vaccinations. We also know that it's not a virus attacking the people. We know it's the government attacking the people. And let me clarify that point. Because it's the point that I can refer back to because he's from the state of Minnesota. Dr. Senator Jensen came out a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, on national television, and he shared, well, it went national, and he shared with the people that he received 7 pages from the government. He said all the time that he's been a doctor, he's never been coached to do the things that the state and the government are asking him to do. What are they asking him to do? They're asking him to doctor up the death certificate. If they're older people, regardless if it had anything to do with the coronavirus or COVID-19, you're supposed to count it as a COVID-19 death. Why? Because they need something to substantiate their narrative. So how many times do they need to lie before the American people wake up as to what's going on here? What happened to you, Bob? I was just going to pull you up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. I was going to tell Bob, too, by the way, I'm just in that kind of mood today, that he can spell his name forwards and backwards, and it spells the same. Anyways, yeah, I'm looking at my kids. Folks, the history of tyrants. Attack and strip the people of their rights under the pretense of playing their savior. I just got done giving you a quote by the Minister of Propaganda under Adolf Hitler, a dictator, Joseph Goebbels. Oh, by the way, have you ever seen the way that this guy died? Oh, my goodness. When the Third Reich began to crumble, he went home and he killed his whole family. You go online and see some pictures. He killed them all, and then he committed suicide. See, that's what happens when you betray the truth. And I know that the Lord says he has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. But you know what? This guy made a choice all the way to hell. He took a step, and he made a choice every single day of his life to end up where he's at today. He went on in his sin, and Jesus said they'll die in their sin. And it's exactly, as a matter of fact, that sin went to his whole family. He killed all of his daughters and his wife and himself. But this guy said the most brilliant technique will yield no success unless one fundamental principle is born in the mind constantly. Constantly. Keep inundating them with the same things, right? It must confine itself to a few points and repeat them over and over and over and over and over again. By the way, one of the slogans, if you want to call it that, that the Germans used to strip the German people of their rights, it was all about their safety. We're here. It's about your safety, they used to keep telling them. And look at the end of them. Yeah, it was about their safety when they took their guns, right? It was about safety when they put them into political concentration camps and extermination camps, wasn't it? Yeah, they still didn't figure it out. Did you know that, folks, just knowing that, has anybody seen the movie Schindler's List? It's very accurate. Back in the 90s? Man, those political prisoners, they were behind after watching their friends get killed, their friends being bereaved of their children. They're behind barbed wire fences with armed Gestapo all around them, killing them at will. And it got to the point where they became, listen carefully, they were called essential workers by the Third Reich. Did you hear what I said? Because I'm going to be talking about that on Monday and Tuesday. You know what they were called? They had papers. They showed the Gestapo. Papers. They showed the Gestapo, and I'm saying this on purpose, so you get what I'm saying. Sound familiar, America? They were called essential workers. They used to approach the Gestapo. I'm an essential worker. I'm an essential worker. Is anybody listening, America? This administration's using the same vernacular, friends. Same talking points. Exactly. For those that didn't know, just call it what you will, irony. You know Adolf Hitler, right? It was, let's make Germany great again, right? That was the slogan. Just for the record. In case somebody didn't, oh, Bradley, that's just so far out there. Here, call me and tell me how far that is out there, okay, concerning what's going on here. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. What's happening here, friends? Joseph Goebbels, it must confine itself to a few points and repeat them over and over and over again. Every single commercial, what's the media pushing? Conservative. That's what they call themselves. What are they pushing? Coronavirus. Who's pushing it? The president. On the behalf of who? Special interest groups. Okay, now this is what I want to get to because this is what I want you to see. Because we're talking about the history of tyrants. Attack and strip the people of their rights under the pretense of playing their savior. Okay? Well, one thing that has been crystal clear throughout this whole charade is that the government that is supposed to be upholding the law, ensuring God-given rights, you know, are the very ones that are in fact transgressing the law. Just think about that. And stripping them away, 1 John 3:4. How are they selling it to the people? They're selling it to you, America, for your good and for your safety. Now tell me, does this sound like the fruit of an administration that's looking out for the people? Now, if someone wants to dispute me on the fact that, well, the governors are the ones that are responsible for it, who's pushing the narrative? I just got that question for you. Who's pushing the narrative? And of course, they're unified concerning this covenant of death that will be disannulled once again, Isaiah 28, verse 18. Right? I want you to think about this. They're selling this to you as for your good and for your safety. As a matter of fact, they are in fact unlawfully shutting down the workplace. Many know this. Did you also know, friends, that they're now on their fifth coronavirus relief bill? Oh, America, you're way too easy. Oh, but Bradley, we got a check for $1,200. Yeah, you got an advance on your tax return is what you did. He just didn't tell you that. He wanted you to believe that he was doing you a favor. You act like he wrote the check out to you and your family and to your business out of his own account. No, that's not where he got the money. It's our money. That's where he got that money. And did you know that that check that he baited you with is an advance on your next year's tax return? Oh, did I rain on someone's parade? I hope so. I hope that it brings godly repentance. John 16. Shutting down the workplace. Quarantining people into their homes. Isn't that what you do with sick people, not the healthy? You know, and it's interesting, too. Let me remind you. Just yesterday, two days ago, I talked to my friend that's an RN in Minnesota here at a hospital. And guess what he told me? Nope, still haven't seen anything. He said, Bradley, they built a whole unit in the hospital. And he said, now they're tearing it down. Same thing happened out in Washington. They hyped it up. They had to put up, friends, all the props as the clowns in the circus of politics were putting on the show for you. In Washington, in the state of Minnesota, all over the country. Not one case. Not one case. Again, let me say this. I know an RN man. I know an RN woman. I know a doctor, full-fledged. I know an EMT. They have yet to experience an authentic case of coronavirus. They still haven't had one case. Listen to me. They still haven't had one case. These units that they're building in hospitals, friends, they're shutting them down because they didn't have any patients. It was all props, friends. They were putting on the show for you as they're robbing your coffers, as they are aggrandizing more power unto themselves, as they're continuously forging the chains of the slaves who don't know the difference. The American people. Okay. All of this is good for you, I guess. Shutting down your workplace, that's real good. Read Deuteronomy 24, verse 6, and 2 Thessalonians 3:10. It's interesting to me, because when you go to 2 Thessalonians 3:10, Jesus said, if you don't work, neither shall you eat. Isn't it better to obey God than man? Yes, it is. I guess quarantining people in their homes, I guess that's for our good and for our safety as well. Did you know that in Michigan, the governors there are saying no to planting seeds to live off the land? Whoa, that's for the good of the American people, and it's definitely for our safety. We're going to come right back to this, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Three states allowed certain businesses to reopen with restrictions, even as the confirmed U.S. death toll from coronavirus rose past 50,000, and health experts warned it's too soon to ease lockdown orders. In Georgia and Oklahoma, salons, spas, and barbershops reopened with a green light from their Republican governors. Alaska allowed restaurants to resume dine-in service and retail shops and other businesses to reopen. Though limited in scope and subject to serious social distancing restrictions, the reopenings marked a symbolic milestone in the debate raging throughout the world as to how quickly political leaders should lift economically damaging lockdown orders. Also, President Donald Trump signed a $484 billion bill that aids employers and hospitals under stress from the coronavirus pandemic. Keep it right here for all your news updates. This is USA Radio News. The World Health Organization cautioned against the idea of immunity passports, saying there's currently no evidence that people who have recovered from COVID-19 are protected from a second infection. Immunity passports have been suggested by some governments as a means to enable people to travel or return to work, assuming they can't be reinfected. But the WHO said more research on immunity is needed before this can be considered. Keep your eye on the sky in the coming weeks as the Navy Blue Angels are planning a series of flyovers to honor healthcare and essential workers fighting on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic. Their salute to the nation called America Strong will appear over areas hardest hit by coronavirus, according to a joint statement from the U.S. Navy and Air Force. General Dave Goldfein, Chief of Staff of the Air Force, said, "We're excited to fly over cities across America as our way of saying thanks to the healthcare workers, first responders, and all the people who selflessly run into the breach to keep America strong." This is USA Radio News.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Okay, so here we have it, right? We're talking about the history of tyrants, friends. This isn't a hypothetical. This isn't a speculation. This isn't what we're talking about fictitious. This is what is, in fact, happening right now. I know there's some people out there that just say, well, you know what? It's just, it has nothing to do with me. You're quarantined. What do you mean it has nothing to do with you? This isn't a movie. This isn't something Hollywood has produced in the sense of it not being authentic. The fruit of this administration and what's taking place to these governors and mayors and police in some case, again, the squeaky wheel, is very real. It's very tangible. Folks, what's happening? Again, you heard during the break, what are they pushing their narrative? Just like Goebbels said, it must confine itself a few points to repeat them over and over and over again. This is all they're doing. This is all they're doing. The other day, on the front page of the Minneapolis Star, they call it the Communist Star. These communists, these propagandists here in the state of Minnesota, on the front cover of the paper, you know what they had? Coronavirus, of course. And then it had a big picture of a coffin. Oh, my goodness. Fear, fear, fear. What's the message? Bow, bow, bow to our edicts, regardless if they're lawful or not. I defined what a tyrant was at the beginning of the show, Webster's 1828. The exercise of power over subjects and others with rigor not authorized by law or justice. Is that what's happening? I just shared with you right before the last segment. The end of. It's for our good. It's for our safety. Shutting down the workplace is good for us. How's that working out for you and your kids? quarantining the people in their homes? That's good? Really? Mandating papers to travel? Folks, watch Schindler's List when you get a moment. Very accurate. Outside of Hollywood's filth, of course. Very accurate. Mandating papers to travel? Well, my friend out in Ohio, he's a tactical guy. He sent me his papers this morning. The government mandating that he has papers to travel? What are the papers for? To show the Gestapo. To the cops out there that like their job just a little bit too much and they want to act just like their boss in the Capitol. Well, guess what, friends? People are resisting, and I praise God for them. Hey, folks, it's good when governors say no to planting that you might live off the land. Really? Okay. And if you think that these are stupid talking points, just rest assured, friends, that they're talking to you like you are stupid. Especially, let me say it this way, they're so encouraged when they see people actually swallow the Kool-Aid. They love to see people actually take them for face value because it's a pretended authority. Just think about how many people out there that are adding strength to tyranny by going along with their narrative. Can you imagine? Look at how easy, like Jeff said from Massachusetts, the American people have been way too easy. Can you imagine the next assault on the American people, what it's going to be like? Oh, wait a second. I'm not done yet. This is all for our good and all for our safety. Government arresting people that are protesting abortion clinics, but the abortion clinics are open for business? Whoa, isn't that telling? Wait a second. I thought it was for the good of the people and for the safety of the people. No, it's okay that they kill babies because that's blood money. See, people don't realize that blood money, when those babies are killed, that goes to our little secret coffers to fund our next campaigns. Did you hear what I said? I said blood money. It's mob money. Well, 328 million people, whatever it is now, 330 million people, stand back and allow them to do it. But it's for our good, right? I guess out in Montana right now, it's a really good thing. I just did an article on that this week, and the paper is out there. That state's going to get sued big time. Folks, there's going to be a lot of kickback coming, rest assured. But it's not good enough just to give them kickback. They need to be charged. They need to be indicted for their crimes against we the people. In Montana, you have to have a bracelet to buy and sell in one county. I didn't make that up. I didn't make that up. That's supposed to be for our good. America, are you paying attention to what's going on here? Bob, calling from Colorado, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Apparently you heard what I said and you called me back. Is that true?
Oh, yes, you're the first. This is the first time I've ever heard anybody like you on the radio talk like this, and I'm getting a signal from my house. I love your temper, your passion. I hate the New World Order, and I do know about the Nazis. What gets me about Colorado, the people are perishing because they have a lack of knowledge, and the grandchildren of Operation Paperclip. They're here in Colorado, different names, different titles. They speak English better than you and I, and they're more crafty than the FBI or the CIA, which you know. But, brother, how many days a week is your show on this station?
Bob, I'm in shock. My eyes are like 10 inches wider in diameter right now. You just woke me up. It's been a long day, Bob. It's been a real long day. But when you started talking, it's like, oh, my goodness. Guy's got some serious internal fortitude coming out, doesn't he? Bob, what you say is true.
I'm 65 years old. I've been burned by the system. I used to salute the flag, went to churches. Now I just pray to God, look for people like you, which today was godsend. And I'll tell you, I'm not afraid to kill an imposter American traitor in Colorado because I've had it. Our nation is just a nation of wimps. Pussies. I have no respect for the military anymore. Nobody.
Okay, I gotta kind of have the people watch their mouth, okay, guys? Bob, I'm sorry, brother, but you need to check out James 1:26 and Ephesians 4:29. I let no corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth, but that which is good to edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. I just can't have that kind of talk on the radio, friend. I'm looking for reformation, okay? That's what I'm looking for, and that's my message to this country. I want to get back to the Word of God and the Constitution. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord God. So I'm not backhanding you, but I'll tell you what, if I was your daddy or your mommy, I'd put you over my lap right now, and I'd give you a good tannin on the backside to drive that out of your heart. Just can't have that kind of talk on the radio show. I got Steve calling in from Minnesota. How are you, my friends?
Doing good. Great topic you got here today. It is kind of interesting, you know, I used to sit there sometimes and wonder, you know, when you'd be saying, well, don't ask me what to say, but it makes, the longer I think about it, the more sense it would make, because if they're getting guidance by God, what I have happened to me, what happens to you, I'll sit down to write an article, and I get done, and I'm like, that ain't what I planned to do, and like you say, the Holy Ghost gets busy and he tells you what to do. And so, nope. If you sit there and start following somebody else, as you go, you know, you'll lose direction, because then you're following, you're not following who you're supposed to follow.
But that was my only time. Yeah, that was my only point, Steve, to our friend in Tennessee, Thomas, too. That's exactly right. I don't listen. For the best way to say this, if I have scars from my testimonies, and I share this with my kids all the time, if I have scars, you look to my scars, and if I turn around and say, hey, listen, don't do that, because if you do, this is what's going to happen. Look what it did to me. That would be prudence on my part to listen to the person that has the scar so I can avoid being hurt in any sense of the word. I'm trying to, and again, I'm just reiterating this to Thomas, I don't want people to get hurt. I spend more time on my kids, Steve, warning them to be careful of things than I do anything else. And that's, by the way, why God gave us Ten Commandments. Not because he hated, but because he loved. To put in our hearts the avoidance of evil for our good, not our bad, in Christ, Romans 3:31. But that's all I was trying to share with them, Steve, is just listen, I'm just telling you, just keep your eyes fixed on Christ. If he's the author of your faith, he's going to be also the finisher of your faith. And that's what's important to me. I don't want people to get caught up into subjecting themselves to some ministry or being dictated by some ministry because they have a means or they have a gift that ministry can use for their own gain. And I've seen it too many times, and I just do my best to avoid that. So when people say it, you know, Bradley, what am I supposed to do? Well, what does the Word of God say to you? Because again, Steve, I'm freeing myself up because I'm not looking for followers. I'm pointing my finger as to who we are to follow. Mark 4:19. Just clarifying.
Well, and also, it's so important because, like today, I was talking to a sheriff, and I asked him about what he thought about our governor, your and mine. And he said, I don't think he's obeying the law. I think the head of our state is breaking the law. He doesn't have any authority to do what he's doing. And yep. The sheriff said, I agree with you. So that begs a question then, because this is why God's got to direct what we do, because this thing is so out of the ordinary, nowhere in history to guide us, really, that to bring these unlawful people who are running things into compliance is going to take God's guidance, and he's going to have to show us all how to be wise, because I believe the discipline that will need to happen could be horrible, but the problem is if we don't bring them into compliance, if we don't get our governor to the governors to obey the law, and people to stop saying, well, we can violate the Constitution because this is so important, it's like, well, we have to destroy the law to obey the law. That can't happen.
Yeah, I think, Steve, that they're just fatiguing the people.
Compliance, we got trouble.
Yeah, I think they're fatiguing people into compliance. And the fact of the matter is, until some good people stand up and actually take it to him and get him on the defensive rather than the offensive, nothing's going to change. You're exactly right. I totally appreciate you, Steve. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Okay, so I'm going to give you your quick download. We're going to play an audio, and then I'm going to pass you off really quick, okay? It's talking about how this is all being sold to us, the history of tyrants. They attack, they strip the people of their rights under the pretense of playing their savior. It's exactly what we see happening today. Shutting down the workplace, quarantining the people in their homes, mandating papers to travel, no planning to live off the land. The governor said, don't sell them seed. Government arresting people that are protesting abortion clinics while the abortion clinics are open for business because it works for them. Bracelets to buy and sell in Montana, folks. Now, before going along with the narrative that they are attempting to lay out as factual, you might want to ask why it is that we are now in a position of having to defend ourselves against our own representatives. I want you to think of this. We are under attack, not so much by a virus. Again, question its origins and its authenticities, as we are our own governor. And in our state, as well as yours. I wanted to tell you, too, Tim Brown, senior editor, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, just posted in California. This is what's happening, friends. In California, tens of thousands of people are defying that communist Governor Newsom and his stay-at-home orders. He doesn't have authority to do so. The only way that you empower them, just like something my friend Steve said that was just on the show, if you don't question their authority, they're going to assume they have the authority to do the things that they're doing when they don't. Well, in California, they're defying. This is happening, again, all across the country because they don't have the power to enforce their unconstitutional executive orders because people know that they're being lied to. But the media is playing it out, friends, that there's a serious threat to each and every one of us every single break of my show today and yesterday and over the last 4 and 5 weeks. Why are all the people defying that? Because they know it's not true. That's why. This is, folks, again, this is the voice of the people. Last week, Michigan, the 300,000 people that were protesting their governor, that's the voice of the people. That's the voice that the mainstream media spin doctors want to snuff out. You got to understand a majority of people in this country are saying the same things that you are. But the media wants to snuff that out. They want to divide the people. How far do they want to divide the people? Well, guess what? They even want you, some governors even want you snitching on your neighbors. They want you to turn in your neighbors. Matter of fact, snitches get rewards. Hey, friends, why are your representatives acting more like Nazis than they are Americans? It's true. It's totally true. I want you to listen to this. In Virginia, Governor Ralph Northam, this guy seriously needs to be reined in. He needs to be indicted for his crimes against the people. Again, we must not stop short of that. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, period. Okay? Justice guards our liberty. Okay? You go to church, he said, you can go to jail for a year. If he charged $2,500. Hey, friends, where did he derive that delegated authority from? Pastors fined $1,200 for violating social distancing to feed the homeless. Not a joke. On sonsoflibertymedia.com here, friends. Okay. In Idaho, protesters led up by Amon Bundy. Remember this guy? Good guy. Protesters surrounded the cop's house after video showed him arresting a mother for bringing her kids to the park. The people gathered around the house, and the police sent in a squad to protect the cop concerning his violations against the people. The people rose up and said, "We are not going to put up with that. We are not going to put up with that." That's right. These are public servants. Listen, servants. They serve the people. Oh, Bradley, you know, this is just getting out of hand. Oh, no. Wait a second. I'm not even there yet. I want you to listen to this. Did you know the acronym WHO? Did you know that they want to remove family members from your home? I know. The first thing that came to your mind is someone's going to get hurt. Even the thought, even the suggestion, someone's going to get hurt for suggesting that, right? Yep. Oh, I know. I totally agree. They're inciting domestic insurrection. Is what they're doing. Okay? But again, it's sold to you as for you and your safety and for your good. I want you to listen to this woman because I'll tell you what, if she was here, I'd give her a big sister mama hug for what she had to say. She's a human rights attorney, and I want you to listen carefully as to what she has to say. Listen to this.
Lee Dundas, human rights attorney. A few days ago, a leader of the World Health Organization did something that was absolutely unprecedented, and that I would submit is a problem not just for every American, but for everyone on this planet.
Transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick.
That's not going to last very long.
And isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
We cannot afford to take such statements at face value. It may be that they have good intentions, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter when they say that they're going to remove your child from your home and from you, if the person doing it has good intentions, if they have bad intentions, or if there is a third category of a plan that had admittedly innocent intentions at its outset, but was subsequently hijacked and perverted to use for a very bad end in the final result. At the outset, you simply can't tell what the purpose is. You can't tell, I can't tell, and I would submit even the gentleman at the World Health Organization cannot tell how it's going to end. At no point ever has any government come to their population and said, we are going to remove your child from you, and we're going to do it with force, or we're going to do it not for their own good. Of course they don't telegraph these things, because if they did, by the time they got to the citizen's front door, they would have a veritable bloodbath on their
That's
hands
right.
in World War III.
Amen.
On that note, I want to tell you a quick story from Cambodia that involves myself and my daughter. We were traveling there. For those who aren't familiar, they had a genocide some decades ago when I was a child. They rounded up the powers at that time in the state, in the country, rounded up all of the people who were living in Phnom Penh, all of the doctors, lawyers, architects, accountants, and made them and their families go out into the countryside to live a better life for their own good. Many of those individuals ended up face down in a ditch in an unmarked grave.
Mm-hmm.
And every year when the rains come, things from those shallow graves rise to the top, still to this day.
Kids.
And my daughter was sitting in the middle of the killing field, looking at a tiny toddler's dress that had washed up the year prior. And she looked at me and she said, Mama, how did this happen? And I knelt down to her and I said, honey, they lied. The people in power lied to everybody
yep,
else.
That's right.
And by the time anybody figured it out, it was too late. So a final word for those who are clinging,
Thank
hopefully.
You. Folks, that is a human rights attorney, and she just knocked it out of the park. No government ever in the history of the world has ever done what the United Nations is now suggesting. She's exactly right. It'll be a bloodbath. It'll be World War III. But isn't that what's being incited here on so many different fronts, friends? I just highlighted the fact that Bill Gates, his dad was head of Planned Parenthood, 60 million babies murdered. Bill Gates is inspired by population control views from his dad, and now he wants to help people? You got to be kidding me, friends. And right on cue, the pill in the jam, Bill Gates wants to mandate vaccinations. Bill Gates also wants to lower the world's population. America, it's time to resist. Not tomorrow, today, because we still have the time to do the right thing.
You know, it's interesting because as I'm looking at live chat and listening to these callers, I'm encouraged by the people out there who are just saying, wow, I've never heard anything like this before. Even during the week this week, talking to different people and how the radio show encourages them. The week before, and you see little comments that people leave, I'm very encouraged by people who are listening, but it's one thing to listen and hear. It's another thing to take and do. And people all the time say, what are we supposed to do? Well, ask the Lord and He will lead you exactly to what you should do, because every person's different, every calling is different, but know that the Lord will lead you. And for the Sons of Liberty, for those of you who are listening to this program and you say, wow, I've never heard anything like this, I wish my pastor preached this way on Sunday morning, we need your support to keep on going. I know that
first time we've asked in 6 weeks.
I was just going to say that. Yep. I know that during this time we've really tried to just, you know, let people do what they need
to do. Well, things are opening up again.
Things are opening up again, and we're just, you know, don't forget us. I think that's the best
right.
way to put
yeah.
it. When Bradley is talking on the radio show and bringing forth this truth, and people are touched by this message in a very real way, and our goal is to take what happened to you through this ministry, whether it be through a book that you read, through the radio show that you listened to, by coming to a live event. You are touched by God in some way, and we've seen people respond. Just this week, in fact, someone who was just at the last event we did in Brainerd, Minnesota, said, you know what, I'm going to pick up and I'm going to support you guys. And that's encouraging for us, because we
Thank
know that
you
people
to those
are,
that have, yeah.
Amen. People are listening, and we want the same experience that you had to be experienced by other people throughout the United States. So there's no gift too big or too small. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the Spread the Word button. Become a son or daughter of liberty. Support us on a monthly basis or a one-time donation. We sincerely appreciate everyone's support.
Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. My little children, lest not in love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth. Talk to you. See.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.